Now to the US, where the president has delivered a stirring speech on race relations. Barack Obama was marking the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights March in Selma, Alabama, which was attacked by security forces. David Mark has more.
President Obama delivered the speech on the same bridge that was the site of the brutal crackdown. In 1965, around 600 protesters were attacked by police on horses, beaten with clubs and sprayed with tear gas as they marched peacefully for voting rights.
There are places and moments in America where this nation's destiny has been decided. Selma is such a place. In one afternoon, 50 years ago, so much of our turbulent history, the stain of slavery and anguish of civil war, the yoke of segregation and tyranny of Jim Crow, the death of four little girls in Birmingham, and the dream of a Baptist preacher, all that history met on this bridge.
The president used his famous oratorial skills to draw parallels between Selma and the American dream.
What greater expression of faith in the American experiment than this? What greater form of patriotism is there than the belief that America is not yet finished? That we are strong enough to be self-critical? That each successive generation can look upon our imperfections and decide that it is in our power to remake this nation to more closely align with our highest ideals? That's why Selma is not some outlier in the American experience. It is instead the manifestation of a creed written into our founding documents. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. These are not just words. They're a living thing.
It was, says Dr. Rebecca Sheehan from the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney, one of President Obama's great speeches.
So in the past, he's shown what a great orator he is, and he's able to really rouse people's emotions. But the text of this speech has a lot of incredible content, making specific points about the ways that the United States continues to be racist and the desperate need there is for much work to be done.
That's a reference to the report into the Ferguson police force's shooting of a black youth, Michael Brown.
The report's narrative was sadly familiar. It evoked the kind of abuse and disregard for citizens that spawned the civil rights movement. But I rejected the notion that nothing's changed. What happened in Ferguson may not be unique, but it's no longer endemic. It's no longer sanctioned by law or by custom. And before the civil rights movement, it most surely was. We do a disservice to the cause of justice by intimating that bias and discrimination are immutable, that racial division is inherent in America. If you think nothing's changed in the past 50 years, ask somebody who lived through the Selma or Chicago or Los Angeles of the 1950s.
Dr. Rebecca Sheehan.
David, I think it's critical that he made that distinction. I think it's really important that he was saying, on the one hand, we have to acknowledge that things are still bad, but we also can't say that everything is a disaster because then we overlook all of the hard work that people did before. I think that's really a critical point of acknowledgement. But I do think that when he said, look, what happened at Ferguson does continue to happen, but it is no longer condoned by the state. It's not part of the way that America works in the way that it used to be. I disagree with that point there. And I think that many people in the black community would, especially given the way that the issues at Ferguson have not been resolved in terms of the police officer being acquitted and so on. I think that many people would say, well, it's still that kind of racism and racist violence is still endemic and it is condoned by our social structures.
That's Dr. Rebecca Sheehan from the US Studies Centre, ending David Mark's report on that speech by the US President.